Okay, we're just going to do a sound check, so I'm just, can you say your name for me, please?
Edith Nolan.
Okay, this is Anne Gonnell, and I'm interviewing Edith Nolan in her home. What's your address here, Mrs. Nolan?
2838 Nolan Road.
Okay, and this is considered Hammond, or?
Yes,
Your date of birth, now you can, if you prefer, there's an age range we can use instead, which would be 50 to 65, 65 to 75, or over 75.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was born September 18th in Navan in 1923.
Okay. What would you consider to be your family's ethnic origin? Now, I know they're Canadian, but back beyond
that? Irish and French.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the Grimes?
Grimes
side.
Well,
that's right, because there's Colbert in there,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Well, it was a mixture, too, because mm-hmm. my grandfather was married to an Irish girl,
mm-hmm.
Swain. You see, so there's,
we
weren't strictly French on one side, there's a bit of Irish in there, and then...
Yeah, I'll have to note that down and mention it later on, because we've had, actually through the Historical Society, we've had a lady who corresponds with us who's been researching the Swains.
Is that right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and Colbert. Okay, have you lived in Cumberland Town, or in this area all of your life? You were born in Navan.
I was born in Navan, yes, and I moved down here, and as I say, I'm 46 years here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For how many generations had your family lived in the area, just roughly?
Well, they bought the land from the Crown, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Okay. Can you tell me about the first funeral you ever attended?
It would be my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
I was, approximately 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was held in the home at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, would this be your grandmother Grimes?
Grimes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was she the Swain?
No, she was the Tompkins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So her background was what?
Irish. I presume they're
mm-hmm.
Irish, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the first one I can remember of. I mean,
mm-hmm.
'cause I remember her dying even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she living with you at the time?
No. There was two houses on the farm. And they were... just a roadway in between the two houses, and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
we lived. I was just a tiny. Well, I mean, I was small, like
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Now you said the funeral was held at home.
Yes, the wake was held at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell me what you mean by a wake now?
Well, it was sort of how can I say? It was partly religious and it was partly joyous. If
mm-hmm.
that was my idea, because
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, there was. A great array of baking done, and there was a great feast held in the evening at night after, like the wake went to a certain length of time. I'd be guessing probably maybe 10 o'clock because everybody came in mostly horse and buggy at
mm-hmm.
that time,
mm-hmm.
and they had to get home. And the great feast held at night, like
mm-hmm.
when the, but there was always somebody stayed up with the remains all night,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but everybody else went to bed. And
yeah, but there was always somebody who stayed up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
To go back to the idea of a meal, who would have prepared the food for the meal?
Neighbors and the relatives, really and truly,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. So the family sort of.
Yeah. Left. Yeah.
Okay. Was there any special kind of food that would have been eaten?
No, there was. I can remember hams and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cakes and pies and everything.
Because
mm-hmm. I remember one trick, one of my aunts, she always wanted, like she brought something, but she always wanted to take a little bit home. And my brothers, they were really quite the carrots. So they'd seen her taking out some of these tasty little goodies and putting them back in the buggy. So they'd go along and switch them from one buggy to another. Somebody'd land home with some goodies that wasn't exactly supposed to be there, but...
Yeah. So they would have come by horse and buggy?
Quite a few of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been friends, relatives, both?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
The richer relatives had cars, you know, the old touring cars at that time, but the ones that the everyday run the mill, it'd be horse and buggy, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How far would a family come, for instance? How far would it likely somebody to come?
Oh, well, most of them lived around the area. Like, I'm just thinking of Dad's sisters. They all lived, except one was in Cornwall. Now, Uncle Tom had a car. I remember that. Yeah, Uncle Tom had a car. Mm-hmm. And the rest were pretty much horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they came in from a distance, would they stay with the family?
Some would. And some, well, part of them, like, one of the, like, say, the uncles would go home and the women would stay, you know.
Okay.
And the wake was generally 3 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there was this idea of a vigil that somebody stayed up with the corpse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was the purpose of that religious, or?
I have a feeling it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say it was.
Okay.
Yeah, because there was always vigil lights burning. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very eerie looking, yeah. You know, I'd come down and take a look, oh my God.
Yeah. And prayers?
Oh yes, yes, that's what I say, it was joyous and very religious, because every so often there was quite a few nuns in the family, like, mm-hmm. and they'd have the rosary said, you know, mm-hmm. and then there'd be great laughter, enjoyment, and then
mm-hmm.
back to,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think here. Okay. When your grandmother died, or when somebody died, was it common for an undertaker to come to prepare the body?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember which undertaker would have been?
I've got to say, I should remember. I think it was McAvoy. I'm sure it was McAvoy's.
Okay, from Ottawa?
Yeah, mm-hmm. from Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive it was McAvoy.
Okay, and they would be the ones that would sort of commonly be used?
I think they were. I don't think there was... Like, not the variety we have today, you know.
Well, there was tanners and bars and...
No, it wasn't local, it was... Oh, I know, it was McAvoy's, yeah.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with the hearse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, the funeral home would come in and prepare the body. In your grandmother's case, she was waked at home, so
mm-hmm.
was she in a coffin?
Yeah, oh yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the body was in the house? Was
yes.
it in a particular room?
Yes, it was in the at that time it was parlors, as
yeah.
they call them, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was
mm-hmm.
in the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my aunt, who stayed with her, she was quite a spinster lady, but a good soul. And she used to come down and bless holy water, you know. And every morning she kept doing it, and last poor grandma's face was so bespeckled with the holy water taken off the... You know, the powder that they'd put on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you, as you attended funerals over the years, did you notice a difference in them that could have been relevant to the different ethnic backgrounds of the families? For instance, was a French funeral different to an Irish funeral?
I can't say that I'd see any difference, really and truly. Mm-hmm. I don't see any difference in it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did attend another Irish funeral after I was mm-hmm. married down here, and I found it was quite sort of a jubilant thing, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was an elderly couple over here, and they were very, very Irish, and you know, it was a real...
It was a real celebration. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the wine flowed highly, and so did the spirits. I mean,
yeah.
not.
So this was different from your experience.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
think it had to be your upbringing.
Yeah.
Sort of.
They were more Irish than.
Yes, I'd say they were.
More recent, maybe immigrants.
No. They lived in the area, like they lived here. Mm-hmm. I think they actually bought their land from the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But I found it very.
Different.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they had neither chick nor child, like, you know what I mean? So it was just sort of, I found it very, you know, very, well, sort of a good time was had by all. I mean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was much part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember my Uncle James Swain telling us about, he used to come and court one of the girls many, many years ago. And he was saying how, you know, there was always a teapot in the back of the stove, but it wasn't filled with tea.
Yeah. So there was very much alcohol.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey or whatever they
yeah.
made, you know.
But that alcohol wouldn't have been a part of the funerals that you remembered as a rule, just this one particular
one? No, just this one particular one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not in my grandmother's or my grandfather's. No.
Would you have seen any difference over the years in funerals, perhaps, that were Protestant and not Catholic?
Well, to see, I actually was, in my younger days, attended not because of prejudice or anything. I don't think I attended many Protestant funerals, mm-hmm. really and truly, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. So you really have much to compare.
I wouldn't compare, like,
mm-hmm. okay.
you know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to go into some more specific details and see what was sort of common from your experience. Was it common, as far as you were aware, to have a gravestone erected after?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there is, like, I mean, it wasn't, my grandfather died the year I was born, like, and so the gravestone was there and it's still there, like, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it was definitely there, and then Grandma's name was put on, all the names were put on.
Mm-hmm. So there was a family plot?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, would this have been in the local cemetery?
Yes, Sarsfield Cemetery. They're all
okay. Right. Were you aware of any families in the area that had their own burial plot, like a family
no.
burial on the farm or something?
Oh, no. No.
Always in the cemetery?
They were always in the cemetery, yeah.
Okay. How common was it to have an open casket as time went?
Very common.
Okay.
Yeah.
More common than a closed
casket. Oh, yes. I don't think none of my relatives I've ever seen had a closed casket except my brothers.
Yeah.
And that's only about, I guess maybe, well, it'd be about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the first actually closed casket that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that would it have been a tragic death?
No. No, he just said, he just said he didn't want people standing around saying how good he looked. He said, I'm dead.
okay, I'm just trying to think here.
I never heard of any cremation at that time.
Yeah, that's the next question
mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you to.
I never heard tell of a person. Well, I think in our religion at that time, I don't think we were allowed.
Mm-hmm.
There was something in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was stipulation in there that you couldn't be cremated.
Mm-hmm. Now, you attended the church in Sarsfield, did you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how common was it, or what was the practice then? The body was waked at home,
mm-hmm.
and then was carried to the church?
Yes, in a hearse. No, it was
a
car.
Was there a procession of any kind following the hearse?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very long processions.
Yeah. Now, that was to the church and then from the church
to the graveyard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there'd be mass said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then prayers up at the graveyard, too.
Okay. Was it common for the priest to come to the house as well?
Oh, yes, he always did. He always did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, not just at the point of death, but during
the... No, yeah, he was generally there every day.
Okay.
If it was human. Well, they used to go and get him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he'd be there for nearly every day, at least as far as I can remember.
Yeah. I guess that'd be Father Laflamme, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What about, were the bells tolled?
Yes.
Common
mm-hmm.
for the bells to be tolled?
Yeah. We're always told, like, we wouldn't be able to hear them from Sarsfield, but they were told us. She would telephone the priest that so-and-so had died, and they would immediately know that there was a death in the area.
Oh, so the bells would be told
as soon as the
death was announced?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
okay.
The priest would be called in to anoint the body, like,
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as soon as that was, he'd go back and toll the bells, and then
yeah.
everybody'd ask, well, who died, you know, because
yeah.
that time there wasn't everybody had a telephone.
Yeah. Yeah. Were there different mm-hmm. rings or different numbers?
Oh, yes,
rings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or who had died, or, like, in England, I know when I was a kid growing up, they used to toll the bell for 1 year for every year of a person's life. They didn't have that sort of thing here.
No, not to my knowledge. I think there was a difference in between it, whether it was an aged person or a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty near positive of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to some other things here that come up in some of the other questionnaires. Oh, the casket would have been provided by the funeral director, as far as you're aware?
Yes, well, the family purchased it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he brought it rather than rather than family making it, for instance.
Oh, yes, yes, oh, yeah. Because actually, my grandmother, my grandfather, they had steel rough boxes. The first that was ever in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did they use the steel boxes, do you know?
I don't know. I guess it was they figured to preserve the body, actually. Mm-hmm. And they thought, at that time, I think they were guaranteed that they wouldn't deteriorate, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then when my aunt died, and they were digging the grave, and they could shovel right through the side. They paid a tremendous amount of money for these caskets. I think they were $1,000 at that time.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of money, a lot of money. And they had...
And that was the rough box that went...
Mm-hmm, yes, you know, the rough box are generally wood of some sort. Mm-hmm. But this was a steel one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How common was it to inter the body during the winter? Somebody died during the winter.
It was a big problem. Mm-hmm. Up at that graveyard, yes, there's some stories of them taking them up on pieces of tin, trying mm-hmm. to get them up to the gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But they would be buried anyway during the
yes.
winter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that, the vault wasn't built. The vault wasn't built until many, many years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some other questions that come up. Oh, flowers. How common was it to have flowers at a funeral?
Very common. Yeah.
Okay,
it was
so
considerable.
Lots of flowers?
Yes, lots of flowers.
Okay.
Yeah. An awful lot.
What about embalming? Do you know if that was done fairly commonly or?
I imagine it was. I don't know how extensive it was now or what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really,
mm-hmm.
you know. But mm-hmm. I know they were embalmed, because that's what I was saying about Aunt Lizzie Blessing, you know, one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'd obviously been made up.
Yes, made up very well,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of powder on, because...
You could see that.
Yes, as soon... changing complexion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that they were embalmed, that's for sure. I don't think that was done at the house. So maybe I'm wrong. I really don't know where that was done.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the undertakers came in and did it.
mm-hmm.
You know, that part I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know my Grandpa Prober, his remains was taken away, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he wasn't
brought
waked
back.
At home? Oh, I see.
He was, yeah, he was waked at home, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you look at today's funeral, what do you see the biggest changes? Where do you see the biggest changes?
It's no longer in the house, you know, it's in funeral parlors. Coffin, the bodies, remains in the church, no longer have to go to the, up to the graveyard and see them lowered into the...
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As last, what can I say, maybe my husband was different, but I'd say 5 years now, they leave them in the church, and everybody just leaves the church like, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
sort of like, say, they're in God's hands, so,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
But although my daughter's, her husband died 2 years ago, of course, the church is here and the graveyard's here, so they took the remains over and lowered it. But I think it's very, I have a feeling it's very gruesome, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it disturbs people being able to see, actually see the body going into
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about any kind of tradition still of having some kind of get-together after the funeral?
Oh, yes, there always is.
Okay.
Yeah, there
and
always
that's
is.
That's always been the case, or that's something fairly recent?
No, that's always been the case, as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Any place they ever
mm-hmm.
went to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Some are bigger than others. Like,
yeah.
you know, when Mom died, we just had the family back here, because
yeah.
I was the closest one
mm-hmm.
to where she was at St. Pat's home, and we just came back here, and it was
mm-hmm.
just the immediate family, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some are a lot, like the one that happened, they were saying Navin there. It was maybe 300 for lunch
oh, yeah.
afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It was tremendous. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, to me, there's not the same, there's closeness and everything, but not the same gaiety. Like, you know what I mean? The older ones were pretty,
mm-hmm.
you know, joyous occasions. A lot of people say, well, it is joyous occasions because we come from God and go back to God. You know what I mean? And they're on their way home. So.
Yeah. Well, you celebrate the life that's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. That it shouldn't be all weeping of tears and gnashing of teeth. I mean, they've lived a good life and everything else.
Yeah. So that plus the idea that sort of the idea of the funeral being removed from the home, so mm-hmm. it's no longer part of the home.
No, it's not. Well, which I think it is a wonderful thing too, because. Mm-hmm. You know, I often thought after, as we moved into that house eventually, and I often thought, my grandmother lied in that part of the living room, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It often runs through your memory.
Mm-hmm. 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 So it's something that's sort of hard to live
with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else. Is there anything else that you can think of with respect to funerals that you think would...
Mm. Not that I can think of. I mean... I find that, well, it all depends on who died, I guess, maybe, because some, like, you know, the funerals years ago, they were tremendous-sized funerals, but mm-hmm. the community, I guess, maybe looked bigger in the eyes of a child, I guess. That's one thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess it's be overwhelming for a child, too, all the people coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
The bustle.
Yes. Yeah.
So it'd be something really
mm-hmm.
unusual.
Very unusual, you know.
Yeah.
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 Because when my grandfather Fulbert died, you see, I was only about 14, 15, still sort of in the eyes of the child and the other two. And it was a busy, he was waked at home and a busy occasion. Of course, there was, what was it, 15 in that family, so.
Oh, really, so there were lots to come to.
Lots to come to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else, so I'm just going to shut this off.